What does a boundary mean? Webster's Dictionary says a boundary is something that indicates or fixes a limit or extent. And welcome to Boundaries Over Burnout. Do you wish you had time to slow down and enjoy your life again? Do you find it hard to shut off your work brain, put your phone down, and be present with your kids? Do you wake up and tell yourself, today will be the day you find time to take care of yourself, only to feel exhausted and burn out when interruptions, overwhelm, and mom guilt creeps in once again? Hey, I'm Alicia, entrepreneur, wife, mama, daughter of the king, and former yes girl. It wasn't long ago that I wished I could stop the mom guilt roller coaster, have time to fill my own cup, and restore my balance so I could care for my family with joy. I finally realized that the key to harmonious work-life balance was setting firm boundaries around my precious time and energy. In this podcast, you'll learn how to identify and set boundaries to help you escape the cycle of burnout so you can be the thriving woman that you're called to be. Sound good? Turn off your notifications, put down the to-do list, and let's dive in. You're here. I'm grateful for you. Thank you for spending your time with me. Let me tell you just a little bit about myself since I'm going to be in your earbuds or playing on your phone as you're washing dishes or taking a walk or whatever you may be doing. So my name's Alicia. I am a wife, mom, and entrepreneur. I have two Chiweenie puppies. I love to cook. And I've never met a Rice Krispie treat that I didn't like. So, all right, we're acquainted now. We're going to start talking about boundaries today. So what does a boundary actually mean? It's such a broad term. I was a serious people pleaser for most of my life, and I had zero boundaries. Like, can you do this for me? Of course. Can you know, I just, anything that was asked of me, I would do it. And I got to a point in my life where I was ran so ragged because the things that I loved and the things that I needed, I wasn't protecting. And it was really damaging to me. So my son was around 3 months old and I just started back at work. I had my nice, long maternity leave. It didn't feel long enough, that's for sure. He still wasn't even sleeping yet, so there's that. But I went back to work, and I really was missing my baby. And I really wanted to go see him, and I wasn't able to. I had a break at work. I wasn't able to leave. And I was sitting there just thinking, oh my gosh, I have to work nights. I have to work weekends. I can't even give my baby a bath 3 or 4 nights a week because I'm going to be here. I can't work the hours I want. I'm going to miss football games, which is really ironic because how would I know my baby was going to end up playing football, which he does. He got MVP last year and I was super proud. But God knows, and he puts these dreams and desires in our hearts, and he gives us glimpses of the future, I have no doubt. So I'm sitting in the back room at work, thinking about all the things I was going to miss, and then it dawned on me, I can't do it. I needed to put a boundary around what mattered to me most, and what was most important to me, and what I loved, and who I loved. And that's when I unknowingly started my boundary journey. That day, when I left work as a hairstylist, I drove across the street and there was another salon that had booth rental options. And I spoke with the owner and I asked her about renting a chair so I could make my own hours, so I could put boundaries around my time and be able to raise my son and give him a bath and go to his football games and not miss out on his life because I loved him. I love him. He's my child, and I wasn't going to allow anybody to dictate my time and take that away from me. So that's a little bit of my boundary journey. And I know that so many of us are pulled in so many different directions all day long, especially us working mamas, right? You know, our phone might be going off, our computer is, you know, the emails are just flowing in, and then our work responsibilities, and then we get home, and then there's, you know, dinner to be made and extracurricular activities for the kids and all the things. And it can be so difficult to find time to take care of our basic needs. So when we can actually get some healthy boundaries put in place, it's a game changer, and I'm proof of it. I'm on the other side of this very difficult journey. I'm on the other side of it. I have healthy boundaries in place. I am very much recovered from being a people pleaser. I love to love on people and I love to do nice things for people, but I know what is the most important thing to me and I do protect it. So today, I want to ask you guys, what's the most important thing to you? It's so easy to get lost in the chaos of life, in the noise, in the distraction. It's so easy just to get lost. So just take a moment and ask yourself this question: what is the most important thing to me? What do I love the most? And everyone's answer is probably going to be a little bit different. There's no right or wrong, only you know what the most important thing is to you. Maybe you're finding yourself in a place where your kids are grown, and maybe you're a little bit bored or lonesome, and you have this huge, audacious dream in your heart, and you want to start working toward a goal. Maybe you want to run a marathon. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you want to have the best garden in the whole town. Whatever that passion or that dream is inside of you, it's painful when we have these dreams inside of us and we don't actually work toward them. But life always has a way of trying to keep us busy and distracted. So when we can create boundaries in our life, we're going to protect what we love and what we want to do. Isn't this world so dang noisy? It is so noisy. But if we can have total clarity on the direction that we want to go, we can set the appropriate boundaries and we can actually do what we want to do and live the life that we want to live. But it's going to take removing a lot of things off of our plate, right? If we have a big plate full of food and it's food we don't really want to eat, but it's just sitting there, and then you actually see some food that you want to eat, you can't even fit it on your plate, right? So we're going to have to take some things off of our plate and consciously choose what we want on our plate, what we want in our life, right? Because if we don't have any direction, we could be running 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction and getting absolutely nowhere, right? Like at the end of the day, feeling like a chicken with their head cut off, or you're exhausted, but you don't really know what you did. Have you ever had a day like that where you're like, man, I'm wiped out, but you have nothing fulfilling to show for it? I had lots of days like that, you guys, and it's no fun. It is no fun. So we're going to step into this with intention. we have established what a boundary means. And I ask that you guys just really prayerfully consider what a boundary means to you and write it down. And hop on over to the Facebook community and join us. I'll link it in the show notes, but it's called Work-Life Balance for Christian Entrepreneurs. Just share with us what is the most important thing to you. And as the show goes on, we're going to talk about how to set boundaries. So many awesome things. So we're going to keep building and building off of this. And I promise you that when you have clarity and you're walking in your God-given path, you can create a life that you absolutely love, one that you don't feel burnout from, one that you don't want to escape from, one that just lights your heart on fire and makes you so happy. And you're going to have plenty of time to take care of the things that you love and spend time with the people you love and even have some hobbies just for fun because you're going to have time to do it. Doesn't that sound amazing? All right, friends, I will be back with you guys next week. Come hang out with me in the community. And as always, I'm rooting for you. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with friends who may be craving more work-life balance in their own life? Also, it would mean the world to me if you would give this podcast a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this is helping you, and it helps other mamas find the show. Thank you so much. I'll see you back next time.